word for you tonight. Revelations 2 and verse 7 says this. You recognize it. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. That is repeated 6 more times in Revelations chapter 2 and chapter 3. The Amplified version reads this way. He who is able to hear, let him listen and give heed to what Holy Spirit says to the churches. The Message Bible reads this way. Are your ears awake? Then listen to the wind words Holy Spirit is blowing through the churches. New Living Translation reads this way. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to Holy Spirit and understand what he is saying. Very clearly, Holy Spirit is speaking. And clearly, we are to understand what he is saying and give heed to it. One more scripture as I begin tonight. Pastor alluded to it earlier, 1 Chronicles 12:32. It says, the sons of Issachar understood the times to know what Israel ought to do. New Living Translation says they were those who understood the signs of the times and knew the best course to take. There has never been a day like the days that we have now entered into. There's never been a move of God like we will now see, with millions and millions of prodigals coming home and millions of new converts coming in. A worldwide revival is beginning to roll throughout the world. It will be like the snowball going downhill. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until it finally rolls right over the gates of hell. It's going to steamroll demon strongholds. It's going to steamroll iniquitous roots. It's going to steamroll pretentious religion. It's going to steamroll over doctrines of devils, scattering them and shattering them. It's going to roll over Antichrist government. It's going to roll right through demonic hindrances. It's going to roll right through cultural hindrances and societal hindrances. The church is now going to do some new things, some new ways. Hell is about to face a New Testament church that it has never faced before. It's going to face a church that is based upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets. It's going to face apostolic kingdom power and authority like it has never faced before, with bold authority that is not going to back down no matter what hell throws its way. There has never been a kingdom of God move like this third great awakening. I know that that is a big statement, but I believe it is an accurate statement, because from glory to glory to glory to glory, 2 Corinthians 3:18, it must somehow mean bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, or greater and greater and greater and greater, or mightier and mightier and mightier and mightier, or stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. It cannot mean weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. We are not going to crawl our way into heaven. Just waking you up, all right. Now, I believe it's time for the convergence of the ages and what that foretells. And I want to paint that picture tonight. Holy Spirit's been planning for the convergence of the ages for years now, and it is coming to pass in our times. I believe that's why the revelation of angel armies was given to me years ago. We need angels for the convergence of the ages. We need angels to assist this mighty move of God that's now begun. We need angels to help us overcome hell's strongholds, help us overcome demon thrones, help us with the harvest. Remember, Jesus said that the angels, his angels, assist his kingdom in reaping the harvest in Matthew 13, 39. Angels do that and a whole lot more. Of course, Holy Spirit knows that and has been busy releasing the supervision of angels now to be released all over this planet. A little more than 10 years ago now, Holy Spirit began to reveal angel armies to me. And I began to study angels. In fact, I'm still on a study of angels. As Holy Spirit downloaded revelation to me about how Holy Spirit is now releasing the angels to come and assist us. And he began to show me at that time the convergence of the ages. And he began to teach me that King Jesus had issued the orders for another campaign on this earth, similar to Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. And he told me that he was now coming to supervise, and he would be coming now to empower it. A fresh new Pentecost would be coming to the earth. A fresh outpouring would now be released, and revival would now be worldwide. And then he said something to me that riveted my attention. Let me put that down just a little bit. Sorry about that. I certainly wasn't expecting what I heard at that moment. Quite frankly, angels were not on my radar as an extremely important benefit the way that they should be. If you were to have asked me 10 years ago, do I think angels are real, I would have said yes. But at that point, I did not know how angels assist apostles in changing their region or accelerating movements, something that I teach now and practice now. But at that time, I never understood, didn't know anything really about. I was out by a lake that I like to go to that's about a half hour from my house. I'd gone there to pray. And I can take you to the exact spot where this happened. As Holy Spirit captured my attention that particular day, as he said to me, and I thought he said it bold and out loud. I actually thought it was out loud. It was that bold. He said, I will now lead another campaign similar to Acts chapter 2 in your times. Only this time, I am bringing far more of the angel armies. I sat by that lake, afraid to move. I didn't know what to say, and I didn't say anything, because I knew something so big, so significant, was being breathed on by heaven. This was a wind word that Holy Spirit was breathing through the churches. This time, I'm bringing far more of the angel armies. From that point on until this day, angel encounters began to dramatically increase in my life. And I began to see how Holy Spirit was using angels locally and regionally and even worldwide. Angel activity began to increase in unexpected and yet very, very clear ways as I began to see the work and the ministry of angels everywhere. And I knew that Holy Spirit was now revealing another key to this surge he was going to lead upon this planet. And that key was angel armies. He was revealing a branch of heaven's military that was important for our times, one that we haven't utilized since Acts chapter 2, probably in the ways that we should. It was also during this season that Holy Spirit branded a phrase in my spirit. He carved it deep inside of me, and it became conscious awareness in me that has affected me every day since. It has sparked faith in me to declare revival is now, when I saw revival nowhere. It has produced boldness to face demons without flinching, no matter the odds. And the odds have always been in the natural against most of what I've tried to do. It has enabled me to face kingdom strategy, or a kingdom of darkness strategy, with supreme confidence in what God is about to do. The phrase carved into my spirit by the Holy Spirit has enabled us to build an apostolic hub in Ohio and in our region now, with almost 700 churches that have prayed 24/7 for 1 week for revival, and we're adding churches every single month. The phrase carved into my spirit by the Holy Spirit was this: Holy Spirit said the greatest days in church history are not in your past, they are in your present, and they are in your future. I have declared that word nearly everywhere that I've gone. I'm sure I've said it here a couple of times at least. But the ramifications of that statement are enormous. Something greater than anything that has ever happened before is about to be released now. Something greater than any move of the kingdom of God in all of history is now being released. Greater kingdom power than has ever been seen in church history will now flow out of God's kingdom remnant. The world has never seen anything like what it is about to see now, because there is an alignment now of heaven's angel armies with the remnant warrior army, that's our generation or my generation, along with an alignment of the coming generation, the war eagle generation, and together now they will converge together under Holy Spirit supervision to demonstrate to the world that the kingdom of God is among you. It is right here, and it is here right now. It is here, and it's coming. It's here, and it's coming, and it's coming, and it's coming, and it's coming. Holy Spirit is now marshaling his coalition armies to change history. You are about to see history change. We are living in historic times. This third great awakening is going to change history. It will not be the same again once this rolls at its zenith. It's going to change history. Hell can't stop it. Now, I want to do a brief word study for you of 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32, because it will help bring definition as to what Holy Spirit is doing right now on the earth. 1 Chronicles 12, 32 says, "The sons of Issachar understood the times to know what Israel ought to do." Well, we too need to understand the times, because we too need to know what to do. I mean, if Holy Spirit is going to bring more of the angel armies to this earth during this third great awakening, there has to be a reason for that. What is the reason? Why is he bringing far more of the angel armies? The word understood or understand, the sons of Issachar, they understood the times. Understand there is the Hebrew word bana. Bana means knowledge, or it means wisdom, or it means insight, or it can mean intelligence. The word times there is the Hebrew word eth. And eth means the proper time or the right season, or it can mean the appropriate time for an event or for a happening. To know is one Hebrew word. It is the word yada. And yada means to perceive, or anoint to perceive, or anoint to see. It means to inform, or it means to reveal. And it means also knowledge gained through sensing. Yada, you sense something. you should be sensing something big is up. Yada also means to distinguish between options. Ought to do. Know what they ought to do. That is also just one Hebrew word. It is the Hebrew word asah. It means to execute. It means to work. It means to create. It means to build, or it means to prepare. Asah describes God's creative activities, not his abilities. Not his abilities. No, the activity of that ability. Asah is a little bit difficult to describe. It means to prepare for God activity that only God's ability can create for you. Something is beginning on earth. A campaign is building on earth. A movement is now moving that only the abilities of God can execute. We're called to discern that and to participate in it. Holy Spirit will release divine ability. He will release anointing, and he will release angel armies to assist, so that our great kingdom, the mighty kingdom of God, is now going to demonstrate God activity on the earth. On the earth, not heaven, on the earth, right here and right now. Please understand, King Jesus issued that command. Holy Spirit and angel armies have heard that command. The command was prepare for God activity. Prepare for my kingdom's activity all over the earth. Prepare my bride for my activities. Prepare my church for kingdom activities. Prepare it to march. Prepare it to execute. Like we did with Daniel, go down there and cause them to understand this. Gabriel, activate this. Michael, activate this. Angel armies, activate this. Angelic princes, activate this. Kingdom of heaven, activate this. Holy Spirit, activate the greatest move of my kingdom in all of her history. Prepare my bride for God activity that my power, my ability, my delegated authority has released to them. Prepare for worldwide movement. That order has been heard. And it has now been executed. Holy Spirit has been all over it, which means dramatic deliverance is now in process. It means supernatural recoveries are now in process. It means supernatural resourcing is now in process. It means supernatural victories are now in process. It means miracles are now in process. It is not possible that Holy Spirit knew about this new move of God on the earth and has been caught flat-footed and unprepared. No way. He's been working on the plans with meticulous detail. He's been preparing for our times now for decades. And there should be no doubt in the remnant's mind that he knows what he is doing. He knows how to execute the orders that he has received from heaven. After all, he was a participant in helping make the orders, in deciding it. Which means this: we are not stumbling into a great awakening. We're not going to stumble like some blind people into a great awakening. No, Holy Spirit's planned and he's prepared for this. Now, clearly one of the reasons for the releasing of angels in great numbers then, one of the reasons Holy Spirit comes with angel hosts is to activate this plan through the New Testament church. They're here to assist Holy Spirit in assisting us in understanding this and participating. They are here to assist us in connecting to the proper option and then execute it. We are now moving into the execution phase of the third great awakening. So when you put together the Hebrew words of 1 Chronicles 12:32, you see what Holy Spirit is doing, because it prophesies to us very, very clearly. Bena Eth Yada Asa. Holy Spirit is anointing God's people with intelligence and wisdom that reveals the proper time, the appropriate time for an event to come into season. He is anointing us with perception to sense and distinguish the proper option so it can be executed to work perfectly as designed by heaven. He is preparing us appropriately for the releasing of God's creative activities so we can participate in a God happening. This world is about to see a God happening, the biggest God happening that has ever been seen in kingdom history. It's about to see an earth-shaking, heaven-sent, Holy Ghost and fire happening. I mean, when God's word defines an event as a God happening, I want in on that. What's happening? A God happening is happening. The third great awakening is called in Scripture a God happening. This worldwide is about to see a God happening. So this awakening is extended on earth by Holy Spirit, by the New Testament saints, and by millions and millions of angels networked around the world. Now we are told in Colossians 2:10 that Jesus is the head of this angel network, which of course would also mean Holy Spirit is the head of this angel network, because John 14:16 says that Jesus said the Holy Spirit and him were one. In fact, he said there, he is my other self. Colossians 2:10 says he is the head of principalities and powers and thrones and dominions. So yes, there are principalities and powers and thrones and dominions that are trying to rule nations and rule regions of the kingdom of darkness. We know that. Much of the church has understood that. And yes, we are to wrestle them. We are to bind them. Ephesians 6:12 tells us that we have authority to wrestle them, and not just wrestle them. It's not a wrestling contest. We're supposed to beat them. But Christ also has his own principalities and powers, mights and dominions, according to Colossians chapter 1 and chapter 2. And we need to understand that. Hell's kingdom is not organized, and Christ's kingdom somehow disorganized. I mean, that's foolish to even think that way. There's no one more organized than God. Christ's kingdom also has principalities and powers, angel princes, angel delegates, empowered with might and with dominion all over the world, all over the universe. They are not disorganized. They are a finely tuned army that is waiting for someone in the region that will rise up in authority and release them with faith decrees. That's why I put 300 decrees in the back of the book for you. Colossians 1:18 says, Christ has the preeminence over all principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions. So, he has preeminent power over hell's principalities and powers, but he also, of course, has power, supreme power, over his own principalities and powers. He is far superior. He has the preeminence. So we do have powerful angels that are networked together to assist us in war with hell's kingdom. They are very, very organized, and they are highly prepared. Remember that there are far more angels than there are fallen angels or demons. Only 1/3 of the angels fell with Lucifer when he rebelled against God in heaven. That leaves 2/3 of the good angels left, at least 2/3, according to Revelation 12 and verse 4. I say at least because we don't know but what God made more angels. I mean, he could have replaced the 1/3 that fell. We don't know, but we do know that it's at least 2-1 odds. So we ought to be seeing more angel activity than we do demon activity. It's just that for the last few decades, the church has released more demons with their words than they have angels with their words. And that's got to change in this third great awakening. I mean, we believe demons are organized. We believe they're strategizing against us. We believe they're talking to us. But if you say, an angel told me this, people, man, that guy's weird. He believes it. We ought to be seeing more angel activity than demon activity. And also, we should be exceedingly confident, not just in the superior numbers of angels over demons, but in the fact that the preeminent one commands them. The superior one commands them. The superior commander, he is on our side. That ought to give us a great amount of confidence. Now, there are two words that I need to define for you that will help us understand what Holy Spirit's doing right now also. The two words are convergence and synergy. Convergence and synergy. Convergence means movement towards a common point or destination or goal. It means coordinated movement converging into a single focus. Convergence means to move in unified interests towards a common function or action or operation. Convergence is the merging of several streams together into a unified flow that is far greater than what the stream was in and of itself. For example, the Mississippi River. It is a convergence of hundreds of creeks and streams into one mighty flow. A flow much greater than the merging stream was in and of itself. Now, the word synergy. Synergy means combined action for increased energy. It means combined operation for increased power. Synergy refers to multiplying power. It never refers to adding power. It always multiplies power. Synergy means to work together to multiply production, energy, strength, action, function, or operations. For example, if a man can lift 100 pounds by himself and another man can lift 100 pounds by himself, you would think if they come together, they would be able to lift 200 pounds. But no, strength multiplies, it synergizes. Together, they can lift 300 pounds. Their strength merged together synergizes. If you work together, you can do far more than just double your efforts. You multiply the production, the strength, the functions, actions, and operations. In this third great awakening, Holy Spirit is leading the synergizing of the ages. He is synergizing and he is converging. It is time for the convergence of the ages. In other words, it's the time when Holy Spirit begins to bring together different streams, different flows, different kingdom of God activities, different kingdom of God functions, operations, actions, different gifts, different talents, different strategies, different movements, different outpourings. He merges them together in a unified flow of his kingdom. He blends them together in a divine unity of purpose, forming a flow of purpose far greater than they ever were in and by themselves. He leads a merging together of the focus of individual streams or functions or giftings so that they begin to work together, which will multiply the production, energy, strength, action, function, and operations. It synergizes the purpose of movements into greater movement. Holy Spirit is now taking the best of all his streams and he's merging them together into one mighty, powerful river. He's taking the best of all the outpourings, the anointings, the movements of the past, and he is converging them together into our times so that the sum of the individual moves of God down through history now synergize. It multiplies. It goes off the charts. It's far greater in power and strength. It can do more than it ever did before. It converges together, forming the mighty, unstoppable river of God. This is not a time when the world is just going to see just another stream of Christ's kingdom. No, it will now experience the river of his kingdom. It will see the river that flows from the throne of King Jesus himself. It will see the awesome, cascading, turbine spinning, engine amping river flowing from the throne of Almighty God. Nothing like that has ever happened before. The streams of the ages are converging. The movements of the ages are converging. They are synergizing under Holy Spirit's supervision to multiply them. Power is multiplying. Production is now multiplying. Operations, function, action, far more than has ever been done will now be done. Think about that. Far more than that has ever been done will now be done. About 10 years ago, again, when Holy Spirit began to teach me about angel armies. Again, I was at the lake praying, and I was praying there about apostolic networks, what my involvement should be. People were wanting me to start an apostolic network. I was just thinking about it, and I went to the lake, and I was praying about it. And I was asking Holy Spirit, what should I do about apostolic networks? What is my involvement? And Holy Spirit spoke to me very clearly. And he said to me, what about my angel network? Well, that's not what I ask. Holy Spirit thinks he's boss, doesn't he? What about my angel network? And network was emphasized. Truthfully, I'd never thought about it. I don't know why, but I just never had. Thank you. That's fine. I don't know why I had never. Just sat there, it's fine. I don't know why I'd never thought about it, but I had never thought about it. And I remember thinking, well, sure, God didn't create millions and millions of angels saying, let's see what they do. Might be amusing. No, they are made for a reason. They are a network of organized beings. They are a very disciplined and organized army. They are linked together in intercommunication with the New Testament saints under Holy Spirit supervision Holy Spirit's the key to the whole thing. He's the commander. But again, angels are not disorganized, do their own thing beings. No, they're dedicated beings, focused on their assignment of carrying out Holy Spirit orders and assisting the heirs. That's us. We're the heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. Angels are not heirs, we are heirs. So I begin to think about the potential of all the networks partnering with an angel network under Holy Spirit supervision, because that would be incredible. And I begin to see that 70 years ago, Holy Spirit started the acceleration of the convergence of the ages. I actually think it goes back clear to Azusa Street, but he began to accelerate, especially 70 years ago. Since 1950, the fivefold ministries have been put into amazing networks, and they have been reactivated into our times. In the 1950s, it was about the evangelical networks, and everything through that era was evangelism, 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 evangelism. You have Billy Graham, you have T.L. Osborne, you have Oral Roberts, Catherine Kuhlman, and great evangelistic crusades and networks sprung up around the world. And then in the 1960s, it shifted, and it became about pastoral networks, and great pastors came on the scene. Like Tommy Barnett or Jack Hayford, so many great pastors, and it was pastors, 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 and then it shifted, and in the 70s, it all became teaching, and teaching networks rose up everywhere. You've got Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Hagin, and all kinds of teachers, Chuck Swindoll, they're all out teaching everywhere, and everything's teaching, teaching, and teaching. Then it shifted in the 1980s, and suddenly it's all about profit, something we weren't really considering. And people like Chuck Pierce and Cindy Jacob and Bishop Hammond, the granddaddy of them all, come on the scene, and the church starts to see prophets are activated into our time right now. And amazing prophetic networks started all around the world. And then you shift into the 90s, and people like me found out we're not crazy because we think we can take the world. I mean, there are apostles today. Why? It was preparation for right now, for the day of the saints, for the third great awakening. Holy Spirit's going to pour fresh oil on all of them, as well as give them an activated, organized angel network to assist them. Again, this has never been done before, not in fullness. Certainly not with the technology and the communication abilities that are available today. King Jesus, Holy Spirit, is activating all of his fivefold networks into our times. They are converging into apostolic and prophetic hubs for the greatest move in our kingdom's history. You could even say it's a sixfold network, because he's also activating the angel networks to assist. In this third great awakening, you will now see the sixfold networks of the kingdom of God synergizing together to produce the greatest harvest of souls, I think somewhere close to 1 billion souls, that is going to now be brought in. That's what this is all about. It will now synergize. Individual office authority will now multiply in power, energy, productivity, operation, function. Now, along with that, Holy Spirit is also, he's not done, he's also activating all the historic anointings on all the past moves that he has led down through history. That's incredible. He is activating all those anointings into the standing king anointing, which I have preached for about a year now. I think I did it here last time. Simply summarized, The standing king anointing refers to a portion of all the anointings that have flowed from Jesus to his people down through church history. A portion of all of those anointings are held in his lap, waiting for the time when he makes his end time stand. I mean, that's, remember, where the anointing flows when a king is seated. And Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 is the exact day Jesus sat down on the right hand of Father God. Father God poured the holy anointing oil over him. It began to run down, as Psalms 133 describes, off of his head, off of his beard, and dripped down upon his body. But much of that ran down and accumulated in his lap. That's what the standing king anointing refers to. Remember, Holy Spirit said we are now moving from just Acts chapter 2 to Acts chapter 7, where the king makes his stand. Well, when he stands, the anointings that have been preserved for 2,000 years in his lap run down upon his body. Similar to what happened in Acts chapter 2. When God poured the holy anointing oil over the head of Jesus, it ran down off of his head and dripped down upon his body, which was seated in the upper room. So for the first time in all of time, you now have the same anointing that's on the heads on the body. Why? So the body can do the same works as the head. It ran down upon his body. We are the body of Christ. When he stands, the anointings preserved from all past moves runs down upon his people. It runs down soaking his church. Again, that has never happened in fullness before. When the king stands, these anointings begin to splash down upon us. We are now living in the season when the heaviest concentration of the king's anointing reaches the body. For generations, oil has been accumulating in the lap of King Jesus. Outpouring after outpouring has run down, and some has settled into his lap. Outpouring, century after century after century, have been collecting in his lap. All of those anointings intermingled together into the standing king anointing. A portion of all those anointings have been collected and held in the lap of King Jesus for the season when he makes his stand, the standing king. It's collected for the anointing of the ages, the synergy of the ages into the greatest days in church history. Think about this. A large portion of the outpouring that took place in Acts chapter 2 ran down and settled into the lap of King Jesus. Yes, the 120 got some of it, but they didn't get near all of it. And some of it is now. It's been in his lap for 2,000 years, held there in pristine freshness, waiting for the end time when he makes his stand. But also, not just that, all other outpourings. The Azusa Street outpouring, what a great, amazing outpouring. It was poured out upon the people, but some of that outpouring ran down and collected in the lap of King Jesus. Cane Ridge, what a great outpouring, but some of it ran down and is still held in pristine freshness in the lap of our King. Luther's Reformation, what an outpouring it was, still going on today, but some of that outpouring settled into the lap of our King and is held there. The charismatic movement with millions of souls brought in, it was an awesome outpouring, but some of that anointing has been collected into the lap of our King. the holiness movement. Some of it has settled into the lap of our King. The great revivalists like Billy Graham and Wesley and all of those great evangelism outpouring crusades. What an outpouring of anointing, but some of that settled down into the lap of King Jesus. The Moravian revival, the Methodist revival with Wesley and George Whitefield. What a revival. Some of it is still in his lap. The Anglican outpouring of John Newton, William Wilberforce, and Chapman leading the way. What an outpouring, but some of it is still in the lap of King Jesus. The great Welsh revival led by Evan Roberts that spread all across Scotland and England. What an outpouring. Some of that is in the lap of King Jesus. The first great awakening in the 1730s and 40s. Wow, what an outpouring, but some of that is held in pristine freshness in the lap of our King. And then the second great awakening in the mid-1800s with Charles Finney, Peter Cartwright, Lynn Beecher, Barton Stone, Dwight L. Moody, William Booth, Charles Spurgeon, Hudson Taylor, all collecting and all intermingling in his lap for today, for the third great awakening, for the end time outpouring, for the synergizing of the ages. It's there waiting for the King to make his stand and splash it all over us. It's there to drench. It's there to drench his body in it. Think about it. A church flowing in a portion of all other outpourings combined at the same time. Little wonder, he said, that's a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. All the powers of hell will not prevail against it. All of those moves in and of themselves affected history. What happens when they all happen at the same time? Driven by a sixfold kingdom network, led and empowered by Holy Ghost. When the King stands, it splashes and the church is immersed in the synergy of all previous outpourings. They're all rolled together and poured out. For generations, oil's been collecting in the lap of our King, outpouring after outpouring, after outpouring, after outpouring. And now the seated King will become the standing King who sides with us, soaking us in an anointing to prevail, soaking us in an anointing to overcome, soaking us in an anointing to minister on earth as he did, soaking us in a fresh flow of anointing to represent him as prophesied. He will now soak us in an anointing of all previous outpourings. He will waste none of them. He is soaking us in an anointing to produce, an anointing to multiply. He's soaking us in a fresh anointing to do signs, wonders, and miracles, the same works as he did on the earth. This isn't drip season. This is deluge season. This is drench season. Our legs are going to be soaked to run like never before. Our feet are going to be soaked to run with the gospel of the kingdom. Heavier glory, heavier splendor. Heavier presence, weighty presence, heavier anointing. It's time for all the streams of church history to converge and be far greater than they ever were in and of themselves. It's time for all the anointings in church history to converge and be a far greater anointing than they ever were individually. It's time for the ministry office God has used to equip the church to converge into team ministry that is far greater than they ever were individually. Holy Spirit, assisted by angels in far greater number than has ever happened before, is now converging the streams. He's now converging the anointings, the ministries. He's converging them together. He's activating them to function together in a unified flow of his kingdom. He's blending them into a divine unity of purpose. He's coordinating them into a movement of single focus, a movement of confidence. common purpose. He's synergizing power, combining the operations, the actions, the functions to increase. He's not adding, he's multiplying. He's converging all of this under his leadership to multiply production, to multiply energy, to multiply strength, to multiply capacity, to multiply ministry, to multiply signs and wonders, and to multiply the ability of Christ's kingdom to reap the greatest harvest of souls in all history. He's not adding harvest this time. He's multiplying it. It's time for the synergy of the ages. Hear the word of the Lord. Holy Spirit is saying, hear the wind word. Holy Spirit is blowing through the churches. Discern it and participate. A couple of months ago, this prophetic word was given to me. Holy Spirit says to remnant warriors, it is time for the unveiling. The great season has now come. The curtain is being drawn, and the world will now see the scintillating kingdom of King Jesus rising from the ashes of a beguiled world. See it, says the Lord. See its radiant glory intensifying, accelerating, revealing your King as supreme commander of heaven and of earth. It is time for the reveal of supernatural in the natural. There will now be seen a spiritual kingdom that visibly affects the world. It will visibly affect earthly kingdoms. It will visibly affect world leaders. It will visibly affect governments. It will visibly affect the marketplace, the education system, the media. Like leaven, the mighty kingdom of God and his Christ will penetrate the earth as never before. Darkness will be penetrated and dispelled by glorious light. Deception will be dispelled by glorious truth. Iniquity will be uprooted by glorious power. Demon thrones will be toppled by glorious authority. Bondage will be broken by glorious liberty. Curses will be reversed by glorious blessing. Principalities, powers, mights, and dominions of hell will be toppled by the superior forces of my kingdom, says the Lord of hosts. My kingdom is rising. It will now be revealed in new ways and in new displays. It cannot be stopped, detoured, or compromised. My spiritual kingdom will visibly affect the world. It will rise and it will reign in awesome wisdom and an awesome power. It has been and it is and it will be ever increasing upon the earth with jealous aggression. I am striking with flashes of my power, says the Lord. Yes, a kingdom that has no end and no equal will now be revealed as promised. A surge of heaven has begun. The world has never seen the like. A functioning, reigning spiritual kingdom that is at hand. Yes, you can touch it. Yes, it is among you. You are entering into the season of a mighty king who prevails, says the Lord, a king who will make his stand. His kingdom is growing and it will prevail. And the prevailing anointing of King Jesus will now be seen upon his remnant people. As in his first ecclesia, so mightily grew the word of the Lord and prevailed. So it will be in your times. Anointing to prevail is now being poured upon you. The king's word on your lips will prevail mightily. As you speak, you will grow and you will prevail. Increase is increasing. Bounty is abounding. Power is compounding. Promises believed for will now grow and prevail to fullness. Prophetic words will prevail and grow to fullness. Supernatural deliverance will prevail and grow to fullness. Healings and miracles will prevail and grow to fullness. Dreams, visions, and goals will prevail to fullness. Decrees of faith will prevail to fullness. Cries of your heart will prevail to fullness. It is yes, and it is amen by me in heaven. My church will prevail, says the Lord. The gates of hell will not prevail. The authority of hell cannot prevail. It is written and it cannot be reversed. It is the immutable decree of your King. So act in accordant confidence. Lucifer is not omnipresent, but I am. Lucifer is not omniscient, but I am. Lucifer is not omnipotent, but I am. Lucifer's kingdom is not unshakable, but mine is. Act in accordance. I will now lead the greatest move of my kingdom in earth history. Holy Spirit is now activating my coalition. I will have my harvest. I will have in allied partnership with me remnant champions who will know I am God with them. They will know I have allied myself and my kingdom with them. And it will be seen that I am God with them everywhere. I am wisdom and knowledge with them everywhere. I am the all-powerful one with them everywhere. I'm the prevailing one with them everywhere. They will prevail everywhere. The Holy Spirit blows this windward through the churches. The coalition forces of my kingdom have now been called to the battle line. The multiplied strength of my allies joined together for my kingdom's cause has never been stronger. My angel armies, my remnant warrior armies, my Holy Spirit, my Father, and all of heaven have allied with me and with my kingdom. Fight one of us, you'll fight us all. Covenants are established. Treaties have been signed with my blood. Alignments have initiated assignments, and the strength of my allied coalition is strong and enduring. No, hell cannot prevail. My church will prevail. My remnant will prevail. Yes, my kingdom has been attacked, and yes, my remnant has been pressed in great battle. But know that a mighty king is allied with you. Know that the King of Kings is allied with you. Know that Holy Spirit and angel armies are allied with you. Know that Almighty God and all of heaven is allied with you. You will not fight this battle alone. Allies are at hand. Allies are among you. Allies are rushing to the battlefronts. My kingdom, my power, my anointing is prevailing upon you. You will win against all forces of darkness. Hell cannot stop you. So arise with my kingdom and with great confidence, rule and reign with me. With great boldness, understanding my coalition backs you. Understanding you have my authority. Go and influence the earth as my ambassador. Go and stand for my truth. Go and declare my word without compromise. Go and make a determined stand for my cause. Go as part of my coalition and rule in the midst of your enemies. Go in my name and prevail. I always try to finish this with this one. For the Lord says, you will now enter the season of the Amplified Version. I will now amplify my voice on the earth. The voice of my remnant will now be amplified. My gospel will be amplified. My truth will be amplified. My angels are working to amplify the efforts of my kingdom. I'm amping up my power. I'm amping up the miracles. I'm amping up the signs. I'm amping up the wonders. I'm amping up the healing. The world will now see the amplified version of my kingdom. I'm amping everything up. I have issued the order. Amp it up. We declare, amp it up. Amp it up. Make your stand in Philadelphia. Miracles, amp up in Jesus' name. Signs and wonders, amp up in Jesus' name. Revival, amp up. Evangelism, amp up. Gifts, talents, and abilities, amp up. Let the river of God spin the turbines of revival in Philadelphia. Let revival engines amp up. Amp it 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 up. We got some singers or musicians. Come on. Somebody get up here. Amp it up. Come on. Release your faith. Let's declare in Philadelphia that we have heard the orders of heaven. We have heard the orders. Amp it up. Amp it up, Lord. Amp it up in the streets of this city. Amp it up. Amp it up in every church. Amp it up in every pastor. Amp it up. Amp up the intercession. Amp it up. Amp it up. Amp it up, Lord. Amp up the healings. Amp it up, Lord. Amp up the visible miracles. Amp up, Lord. The visible signs and wonders. Amp it up. Amp up the greatest move of God in history. Amp it up here, Lord. Amp it up here, Lord. May the church of Philadelphia amp up. May all the leaders amp up for this time. This is the time. This is the season. This is the hour to take it to a new level. To amp it up. Amp it up. Amp it up. May the world see the amplified version coming from the roots of this great region. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come, Lord, and amp it up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to join hands with the person on your right and your left. And as they begin to sing, I want you to pray one thing for them. On the person on your right and on your left, pray for them to amp it up. Every gift, every talent, amp it up. Amp up your gift. Amp up your talent. Amp up your abilities. Amp up your voice. Amp it up. Amp up your talent. Amp up your ministry. Amp it up. Amp up your calling. Amp up the enablement. Amp up your prayers. Amp it up. Amp it up. Amp it up. You amp it up. You amp it up. You amp it up. Take it to a new level. Amp it up, amp it up, amp it up.